The state is now in control of the Birmingham school system. Good morning. I'm Michael Crowell, and you're listening to Morning Edition. The takeover follows a heated city school board meeting where members failed to pass a plan that would cut costs. Joining me in the studio is columnist John Archibald. He talks local politics with us most Thursdays. John, the story has been practically everywhere in the last 24 hours. At a press conference yesterday, Deputy State Superintendent Craig Pouncey and former State Superintendent Ed Richardson announced the state will immediately begin controlling the city school district's operations and will implement an even more severe financial plan than it was asking the Birmingham School Board members to approve on Tuesday. So first off, why would they look to cut even more?
Well, let's face it, this is a system that has been in free fall for some time, losing 1,000 students a year while continuing to maintain sort of what is like often termed a bloated bureaucracy in the central office. And that loss of students while perpetuating that machine has just, it is expensive and it continues to be.
So also of note, a new CEO will not be appointed at this time because state officials have confidence in Superintendent Craig Witherspoon. Can this be seen as anything other than a complete lack of confidence in the school board?
No, absolutely not. That is exactly what it is. That is exactly what it has been from the start, as much so as, rightly or wrongly, as much so as the financial problems, the inability of the school board to use their jobs to put the students first is as much a problem as anything else.
Several board members have tried to put Superintendent Craig Witherspoon and former State Superintendent Ed Richardson on the defensive for not sharing the system's true financial picture with the board. Do they have a case?
Well, I mean, certainly you would think the superintendent and the superintendent should I call Ed superintendent, but the former superintendent and the superintendent would share that. But, I mean, this is the school board of the city of Birmingham. If they have not had the financial picture of what has been going on in their system for the past years, much of that is on them.
Mm-hmm. Interestingly, Birmingham is the only district in the state with a policy that allows employees who are demoted to keep their current salaries for a year. And while Ed Richardson wants to rescind that policy, how does something like this just get in place to begin with?
Yeah, I mean, that's symptomatic of the entire problem because for so long employees have been running the system. I mean, the board has run the system in order to perpetuate high-paid employees. I mean, it has happened time after time. Superintendent after superintendent has complained about this, and yet nothing gets done. That is the reason for takeover as much as anything.
Your paper reported that board member Brian Giattina said after Tuesday's meeting, quote, "We have done nothing. Nothing that has been focused on education. It has been nothing but one political battle after another." That is a very explosive comment. Is it an exaggeration to say that the city of Birmingham cannot effectively educate its children?
I don't think it's an exaggeration at all. It has been, you would want to think that that was hyperbole on his part, but if you look back, it really is not. I was trying to find out, think of one thing they did that really affected education, and I can't find it either.
What does this mean for the school board elections coming up? I mean, these are publicly elected officials. We've talked about this before. Do we have ourselves to blame for this situation?
In many ways, we do. We have our system of politics, which basically divides into every little bit, and the districts win. But I think that this will definitely affect the school board races. There's a lot of dissatisfaction out there. Most of the people who have complained about it don't have kids in the system.
Let's jump down to the bottom of the page. Long term, will the Board of Education ever, you think, rise above the politics and the inability to get their financial and administrative house in order?
Well, this does give an opportunity for a clean slate. One of the problems is that even those people who have tried to put their children in Birmingham schools, who have tried to give it a chance, have so often been driven away by the fact that they can't get responsiveness and they see money wasted, those sorts of things. If there can at least be a clean slate in which Birmingham can show that it can educate children better than it has been, at least there's a shot.
John Archibald's column appears in the Birmingham News and online at AL.com on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And John appears here on Morning Edition each Thursday. John, thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.